is Culture Shake Radio, putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
That I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher. Well, they've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Thank you. in Ontario. Wheels that turn those village kids still carry through the heat of the no longer turn for you. So you hold your mother and you bless the air with the tears of the emigrant turned off the gale, and a plane takes off in a clear blue sky like a long lost list of last goodbyes. But Johnny, your home man, that's a long road you drove us down. It's only a moment since the diesels turned. But Johnny,
welcome to another episode of Culture Shake. This is Cara MacDonald on a special day today, January 25th, which is Robert Burns' birthday. And if you don't know who Robbie Burns is, he was a poet, a very, very famous poet and songwriter, and has loads and loads and loads of songs and poems with the many famous ones, and the most famous probably around the world would be his song Auld Lang Syne, which everybody plays at New Year's. So I am going to attempt to read a poem. I do apologise up front because I'm a little bit rusty on a lot of these poems and the words, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, I've got a couple of songs for you, and we opened up with a song from Dougie MacLean from his album Craigie Doo. And the song is Caledonia, another famous song. And this song is actually pretty much a Scottish anthem, to be perfectly honest, and one that makes all these Scots stand up and be proud. But he's a great, great musician and singer. Funnily enough, he actually lived just 7 miles south of where I came from in a small... did they call it a city? Anyway, because it's got a cathedral, they called it a city of Dunkeld. And that's in Perthshire in Scotland there. So beautiful song. So that's what we opened up with. And then the other song after that came from came from Runrig. And the song's called The Cutter from the album Essential. And that is when it was Donnie Munro was the main singer for the group there. I just love Runrig, and I remember being in Perth Town Hall, well, City Hall, for a concert there, and I was up on top of my brother-in-law's shoulders giving it loudly up there, blasting out the songs and Loch Lomond and everything. So they're more the trendy Scottish band and the well-known band out in Scotland, over in Scotland. So that was Runrig was the second song there. So what else have I got for you? I have coming up next a song. Well, it's actually a tune, whichever you want to call it. But it's from the Regimental Pipes and Drums of the Calgary Highlanders. And this is my favourite tune of all time from a pipe band. And it's called The Highland Cathedral. And it's from their album. I think it's called Éireagard Onward. And if you want to check them out, the Calgary Highlanders, you can go to the Calgary Highlander pipeband.ca. You can see their CD is on there to purchase, or you can go to iTunes and find them there. But I had the pleasure of seeing them live up at the Canmore Highland Games in September, and they were playing at the Cayley at night, and they came in there and they were just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. So if you ever get a chance to, if you see them about in Calgary or anywhere, get out and listen to them, because they're really, really great. So up next then, let's play it for you, Highland Cathedral from the Calgary Highlander Pipe Band. See what I mean? This absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? Oh, do you know something? That song and the pipes were played like that always make me want to greet. The tears just well up in me, I tell you. So anyway, that was the Calgary Highlander Pipe Band. And what am I going to give you next? Well, I'm going to try. And like I said, I did record myself trying to recite the poem. Now, I've never, to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I've ever even recited poems before, even when I was a kid. But this poem from Robert Burns is called To a Mouse. Is my favourite, and the reason it's my favourite probably is because my son had to recite it for a contest in Scotland when he was just a wee lad, so that's probably why I like it so much. But anyway, so take a listen to my attempt of reciting the poem To a Mouse by Robbie Burns. To a mouse, and turning her up in her nest with the plough, November 1785. Wee sleekit cowering timorous beastie, oh what a panic's in thy breastie, thou needna start awa sae hasty wi' bicker and brattle, I would be late to rin and chase thee wi' murder and paddle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na whiles, but thou may thief, what then, poor beastie, thou maun live? A demy nicker and a thrave's a sma request. I'll get a blessing with the lave I never missed. Thy wee bit housey too in ruin, it's silly was the winds are strewn, and naething now too big a new in of foggage green, and bleak December winds and soon baith snell and keen. Thou saw the fields laid bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cosy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash the cruel coulter passed out through thy cell. That wee bit heap o' leaves and stibble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's turned out for aye thy trouble, but house or hauled, to thaw the winter's sleety dribble and crana called. But mousie, thou art no thy lane, and proven foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glee, and laith us nought but grief and pain for promised joy. Still thou art blessed compared with me, the present only toucheth thee. But och, I backward cast my ee on prospects drear, and forward though I canna see, I guess in fear. Okay, that was my pitiful attempt to recite the poem To a Mouse. You know something, it's not as easy as it looks, to be honest. I've been looking through the poems and reading them and trying to figure out, you know, what it actually means. Some of the words they're not that easy. Trying to get the right tilt and the lilt in your voice at each sentence, and where it ends, where it starts, and that type of thing. So, and that's just Scottish lingo. That's not even Gaelic for you. So, that's a completely different ball game altogether, and so much more difficult. But anyway, so what I will do is I'll play for you a poem that is from Tom Fleming. It's actually from the album, the Robert Burns collection, The Words. And the poem is A Man's a Man. Now, Tom Fleming says it way better and reads so much better than I do. So take a listen to this, Tom Fleming and A Man's a Man.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs his heed and all that? The coward slave, we pass him by, we dare be poor for all that. For all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that. The rank is but the guinea's stamp, the man's the gowd for all that. What though on hamely fare we dine, wear hodden grey and all that, gae fills their silks and knaves their wine, a man's a man for all that. For a' that and a' that, their tinsels show and a' that. The honest man, though e'er sae poor, is king o' men for a' that. You see yon birkie cod a lord, wha struts and stares and a' that. Though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a kiff for a' that. For a' that and a' that, his ribboned star and a' that. The man o' independent mind, he looks and lochs at a' that. A prince can mak a belted knight, a marquis, duke, and a' that. But an honest man's abin his might, good faith he manna for that. For a' that and a' that, their dignities and a' that. The pith o' sense and pride o' worth are higher rank than a' that. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will for a' that, that sense and worth o'er a' the earth shall bear the gree and a' that. For a' that and a' that, it's coming yet for a' that, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for a' that.
Now, wasn't that nice? That's the way a poem is supposed to be read, and that Tom Fleming's got a great voice for it and a great accent. Couldn't figure out where his accent's from, so I'm going to have to look that up. But the last couple of verses of that poem, well, not verses, last couple of lines is, for a' that and a' that, it's coming yet for a' that, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for a' that. Now, to me, that is a positive ending and a positive statement. So take from it what you will, but I like it. So let's talk haggis. And of course, the traditional meal, national dish for Scotland is, on this day, haggis, neeps and tatties. But there is a poem addressed to the haggis from 1787 and from Robert Burns. And you can get that online as well. I'm not going to read it. It's kind of bloody, to be perfectly honest. They just murder that poor haggis. But anyway, haggis is it's a savoury pudding meal, and it contains the sheep's pluck, which is the heart, liver and lungs, which is minced together with onion, oatmeal, suet, spices and salt mixed with stock. And then it traditionally anyway, and some people I think they might still do it, I'm not sure, but they stuff it inside a sheep's stomach lining, not when the sheep's alive. And then it's simmered for approximately 3 hours. Right. Typically today, they actually use like a sausage casing for the haggis. So, but yeah, that is the Robbie Burns supper, as they say. And Robbie Burns actually only lived for like, what, 37 years or something, I believe, because he was born in 59 and died in 96. So, and I think it was in the last 5 years he actually wrote. Before that, I think he was a farmer then in the fields and such like in Scotland. So anyway, let's finish off with one of his songs, Auld Lang Syne. That's a good ending to the show, I think. And my voice is getting a little bit husky here and my throat is killing me. But Auld Lang Syne is well known all over the world and typically sung at New Year's, to bring in the New Year's there. But this one is sung by Rod Patterson, and the album is Songs of Robert Burns, and you can get that on iTunes as well. So let's play that out, Auld Lang Syne from Rod Patterson. And take care, everybody, and have a happy Robbie Burns Day. This is me out. I'm tired, and the cat's looking for some attention. So, again, have a happy Robbie Burns Day, and thanks for listening. Take care.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne, for auld lang syne bajo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae paidled in the barn fae morning sun till dine, but the seas between us spread here o'er since auld lang syne. And we twa hae ran aboot the braes and pooed the gowans fine, but we've travelled monies the weary fit since auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And maybe you'll be your pint stoup, as surely I'll be mine, and we'll tag a cup o' kine. kindness yet, but all the land kind. And here's a hand, my trusty fear, and gaze that hand o' thine, and we'll tak a reckon gate while they walk, for all the land syne, for auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet, for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet, for auld lang syne.